TV.
If you're wondering where we are on the end time schedule, we are right on schedule as we live out in real time the final months of Millennium 6. I actually believe that, the final months of Millennium 6, because we have a stamping down. That's what I call it. I don't call it a war. I call it a stamping down of the Muslim religion by Christianity. And so this is prophesied in Daniel chapter 7. I'm going to read that prophecy to you. Many of you already know about this, but I'm going to explain it to you in more detail. And you can see that Donald Trump's tweet on Easter, which all these religious people on Fox News, with all their crosses and all their little ash crosses on their foreheads on Ash Wednesday, these religious zealots, complete hypocrites, no idea what the gospel really is. They're all, well, not all of them, but some of them are just astounded. Like Tucker Carlson is one of them. Megyn Kelly is another one of them. They're just disgusted that Trump could cuss the way he did on Easter, the sacred day of the Christian religion. And yet, it's a beautiful thing, actually. Well, I was taken back by it, I'll admit. I thought, gee, that's bad, even for Trump. I gotta admit that. But then I realized it wasn't for us. It wasn't for Western ears or Western minds. It was for the East. It was for that religion out there. I don't know how much I can say the name of the religion and get away with it, and especially say negative things about it. I don't know. I'm going to have to come up with a code word. Am I going to have to come up with some kind of code word? It's quite possible. This religion, I know what I'll call it, the leopardess, because that's what Daniel calls Islam, the leopardess. Oh, by the way, I'm Martin Zender, and you're looking at my face, and you see that I have swelling over here because God has given me another cyst that is rising up on this side of my face. I try to hide my other one with the microphone, but let me show it to you. It's quite disturbing. It's starting to look like a giant zit now, which is actually good news. It looks like it's getting red here, and there's a little head at the end. And so yesterday, finally got to see the guru, Sasha. It was hard to get in to see him. We really had to push because we were going to leave on Monday, which is today as you're watching this. We're not leaving today. We're going to have to stay for two more weeks. I'm going to get this taken care of here. Sasha is a genius, and he's recommending to me that on Monday, as you're watching this video, I am hopefully at a dermatologist who is going to drain. This one popped up on the side here. This one popped up in 3 days, which was really disturbing. This is all based on the surgery I had back in June. Yeah, 10 months ago. This is one of the bonuses of having some lymph nodes removed. I don't recommend anybody have any lymph nodes removed. If my vivified body has any lymph nodes, I'm going to have a word with somebody and I'm turning it in for a new model. Apparently the lymph nodes, they're really good at draining things. But when you take 31 of them away, like I had done, and then they have no place to drain. And so they form these cysts, which are benign, but which is good, but nevertheless irritating and unsightly, if you ask me. I'm not used to looking like this. I don't like it. When I go out, I wear my headphones around my neck like this. But now I got this, so I don't know. Another pair of headphones may be like this. I don't know. I don't know what to do except just be humiliated and just be who I am. It's like, here I am, Elephant Man. Love me or leave me. Sasha's getting to the bottom of it. He said there's a high percentage of people who have this kind of surgery who have a virus attached with it. A virus goes with the territory, and he explained it to Maria and me at a molecular level. No, at a chromosomal level. But listening to Sasha explain this on a chromosomal level was like listening to Einstein explaining the theory of relativity. We were just going, oh yeah, and he's drawing all these things. The man can write in Chinese too. He's drawing all these things, showing us his computer, and to have no freaking clue what he was talking about. But clearly, he knew what he was talking about. And he said, I'm going to do a procedure on you. It doesn't hurt. Oh, okay, that's a good start. Thanks, Sasha. And I don't know if I'm going to get this done next week or whatever, but he's recommended I go to a dermatologist. So while you're watching this, I am hopefully at a dermatologist. See, I wanted to go somebody who knew Sasha, because Sasha is... he's into Eastern medicine, speaking of the East. But he knows what he's doing. He's not like Western doctors. Like the guy I saw who diagnosed this, who hated me for not getting chemo and radiation. Hated me, totally hated me. And I told this to Sasha, and he just rolled his eyes. And he said, they don't know anything else. They don't know there's another way. I said, exactly. They're trained in that, but I could tell the man despised me. And he said, well, you need to go see somebody who's friendly to our way of thinking. I said, yes, God bless you, sir. Thank you. And so I'm going to be seeing one of these people tomorrow. And I hope it's just a matter of draining this, because I've carried this for too long. I'm getting tired of it, ladies and gentlemen. I can hide it that with a microphone, but I can't hide this. But I'm just myself in front of you anyway. So what you see is what you get. So we're staying here for another 2 weeks. See, I have insurance. I'm on Medicare at home, but I don't have any insurance here unless I declare an emergency. But I'm not into this thing that's known as insurance fraud. This guy, he gets to the root of the root of the root. Doctors, they just play whack-a-mole. They just hit the symptoms, and they have this drug for this symptom, this drug for this symptom. They have no idea what causes anything, and they don't care. They just get kickbacks from drugs, and they know only one way, and that's cut slash burn and poison. I forgot that one. And this is whole medicine, holistic medicine. This is God medicine. This is in concert with nature, and it is so many similarities, as I've said in the past, between mainstream medicine and mainstream religion. I apologize to anyone in mainstream medicine if I don't want to offend anybody. I have friends that are in mainstream medicine. I will say that if you get hit by a bus, I want mainstream medicine. Yeah, for sure. I can sew my arm back on or sew my head back on. Mainstream medicine is great for emergencies, but for health issues, forget about it. But I know even there's nice people. I'm not saying there aren't nice people, but I'm just saying that Sasha is a freaking genius. And I feel safe with him for dealing with a health issue. And so we're going to stay here until we get this finished. I say we're supposed to come home today, as you're watching Monday, but can't do it. Need time to get this work done. All right, that's enough about that. Thank you for your prayers. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I know there's so many of you going through medical issues that are so traumatizing. It is scary, I gotta admit. I mean, I'm not afraid of death. I'm afraid of dying. Okay, back to End Time Report. What has been my prediction for years? When you see gasoline at $1 a gallon, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. I think that's in Leviticus chapter 52, verse 19. When you see gasoline, when thou seest gasoline. No, it's not in the scriptures, but we're going to be looking at some temporary good times. Let me tell you what's going to happen with the so-called war. It's actually a stamping out of a religion. It's a stamping out. That's a scriptural term. I like to use scriptural terms when I can. This is, you can call it a war if you want, but it's not. It's a stamping. Stamping on, stamping out. I'm going to read from Daniel chapter 7. My country that I'm living in, not the country I'm in now, the country where I usually live, the United States, it's going to be a complete and total victory. And of course, the Iran people, the leaders there are some of the stupidest people I've ever seen. How desperately they want to hang on to their nuclear material and their little body of water, that little narrow channel, the Strait of Hormuz. Oh, they're desperate to hold on to that. It's an international waterway, you morons. It's international waterway. You don't have any claim to it. What they're doing, they're claiming that there are mines in that area, right in the international part. There's a treaty somewhere, some world treaty, that you're not allowed to claim. No nation can claim a strait where cargo moves through, where goods pass through to different parts of the world. You can't claim that. But what these clever people are doing is they're claiming, well, we've got mines in this area, so you have to go farther north. And what do you know? If you go farther north in that strait, you end up in Iranian territory, and then they charge you a toll. So very clever. The latest I heard is we're changing that. We're going to take control of that strait. And if there are mines in there, we're going to find them. Not the hard way. We're going to do it intelligently. Explode the mines without people being on the other end of the explosion. But this is going to be a complete and total victory. And the people who naysayed, the people who said, the United States is losing, they're going to be so embarrassed. Just losing? How badly can you spin something? No, this is scripture. We are seeing scripture fulfilled, and I know how it ends. You know how it ends. It's a complete stamping out of this threat. And anyone who thinks that this has not been a threat, I don't know what to say to you. I just don't know what to say. It's been a threat for 47 years, ever since the radicals. And when you have people who think God is on their side, they will stop at nothing. When they think that if they die as martyrs, they're going to get how many virgins? 52? I forget how many it is. 40, 50, a certain amount of virgins. I don't know if you realize this, but there's a big argument. You know how we argue about words like aeternum and aeonian, and we argue about translations? Apparently, in the Islamic religion, there's a huge argument about the translation of the word translated virgins. How many? 72. Is it 72? Now I have to find out. How many virgins do the Islamic martyrs get? It is indeed 72. 72. But there is, I swear to you, I am not making this up. Among the scholars in Islam, there's an argument about the translation here. And many insist that this word translated virgins is actually raisins. not even kidding. There's many scholars that say, no, this is the word for raisins. And I guess they had big juicy raisins in the early days of this religion. And so I think some of these killers are going to be very disappointed when they're standing in front of the reward counter and they're waiting for these beautiful women. Why would they want virgins anyway? You would think they'd be more interested in women with experience, right? But they want virgins. I don't know. It's really, really attractive to them. Imagine their disappointment, however, when they get raisins. It's like, what is this? Sorry, is that a German? I don't know. What is this? They're your raisins. Good job. Getting yourself blown up, taking 500 other people with you. Here's your 72 raisins. I did not sign up for this. Well, yes, you did. Since you're not a scholar, you wouldn't know. But boy, it's the same trap that's going to trap the Christians when they thought that the word eternal was actually the right translation. What a difference between eternal and aeonian. OMG, that's worse. than the difference between virgins and raisins, and really worse. And I'm not making that up. Look it up with the raisins. I think that's hilarious. They deserve it. They're crazy. They're crazy people. Absolutely nuts. And for anybody who says they're not a threat, I don't know what to say to you. I know there are so many conspiracy theorists out there that probably think the religion doesn't even exist, that it's all being done on a soundstage in Los Angeles. I have a friend in the body of Christ who actually thinks, and you know him, you know his name, actually thinks that the entire Biden administration was not real, that the whole thing was on a sound, was played out on a soundstage in Los Angeles. Biden was never in Washington, D.C. Not even kidding. I don't even want to say his name because you know him very well, but I don't know if he ever made that public. If he did make that view public, then I would tell you in a heartbeat. But this is going to go extremely well. Oil's going to flow through that little strait like water very soon. Gas will be down to $1 a gallon. And the man we call Donald Trump will be a hero. And even people who think he is absolutely bonkers, absolute madman, absolutely crazy, they'll have to go, the one thing you have to know, and if you don't know this, I don't know what to tell you. If you think Donald Trump is stupid, sorry. No, he's not. Let's read his offensive Easter tweet. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day all wrapped into one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the fucking strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump. Only Trump could do that. When I first read it, I'm like, oh my God, he really has gone off the deep end. I thought. Then I reconsidered. Our enemies have to think he's nuts. We want them to think he's crazy. It's all an act. It's all an act. He needs to scare the shit out of them. No other president did this. Every other president kicked the can down the road as far as this dangerous terror dishing out religion. And if you don't care about it, then apparently none of your loved ones have been affected by it. None of your daughters have been raped. None of your friends have been killed by any act of terrorism. So you don't care. As long as it hasn't happened to you. And many people say, well, this is just like Iraq. There were no weapons of mass destruction. No, that's true. But these people are bragging about it. So time will tell. I'm not here to play politics. I'm just here to tell you that time will tell. And you'll be able to very soon look back at this video and say, damn, how did Zender know that? In year one of Belshazzar, chapter 7, Daniel. Chapter 7, verse 1. In year one of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel himself perceived a dream and visions of his head on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, stating the beginning of the matters. Daniel was speaking up and saying, I was perceiving in my vision during the night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens were rushing forth to the vast sea, and four monstrous animals were coming up from the sea, diverse from one another. The eastern animal was like a lioness, and she had the wings of a vulture. I was perceiving until her wings were scraped smooth, and she was lifted up from the earth and was made to stand on 2 feet like a mortal, and the heart of a mortal was granted to her. And behold, another animal, a second, like a she-bear. One part was set up, and three ribs were in her mouth between her teeth. Thus they were saying to her, rise, devour huge, huge amounts of flesh. In place of this, I was perceiving, behold, another animal like a leopardess. She had four wings of a flyer on her arched back. The animal had four heads, and jurisdiction was granted to her. Listen to this now. In place of this, I was perceiving in the visions of the night, and behold, a fourth animal, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly mighty. She had monstrous iron teeth, and she was devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder with her feet. She was diverse from all the animals that were east of her. You won't find this translation in the King James Version. They use first instead of east, but the same Hebrew word translated first can be translated east. And Nock saw this, and when you translate this east, it changes everything. I've shown you this chart before, but these four animals are four religions. This is not a repeat of Daniel 2. Nebuchadnezzar's image, the metallic image, this is not the same. Every single Christian expositor thinks this is the same. We're just rehashing it, but it's not, because these animals are contemporaneous, whereas the different parts of the image, one replaced another one. One was defeated and replaced the other one, replaced the other one, but these exist at the same time. The eastern animal, going back to verse 4, the eastern animal is like a lioness. King James and all their versions that I know of, the first animal, the first. But no, where does the sun rise? In the east, the first light comes from the east. Nock has spent many paragraphs explaining why he translated it this way, but a huge truth opens up when you realize that these are not four political blocks, these are four religions. And then we have the fourth animal, dreadful, terrifying, exceedingly mighty, monstrous, iron teeth, devouring and crushing and stamping. We're watching this happen. Devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder with her feet. She was diverse from all the animals east of her, and she had 10 horns. These are the 10 nations that will be associated with us. I guess 9, including us. There are probably 10 now. There are probably 10 now. If you took time to look at a map, I don't claim to know what they are. All I know is there will be 10 political powers, political blocks, if you will, in the final days. We're in the final months, but in the final days. And lo, there were eyes like the eyes of a mortal in this horn. Oh, I was contemplating on the horns, and lo, another bit of a horn. This is the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist. Another bit of horn came up among them, and 3 of the eastern horns were uprooted before it. And lo, there were eyes like the eyes of a mortal in this horn, and there was a mouth declaring monstrous things, and it was making war with the saints. The saints! This is religious war, making war with the saints. This whole thing is religious. Then I was perceiving until thrones were situated in a transferer of days, capital T, transferer of days. This is Lord Jesus Christ. His clothing, pale as snow, the hair of his head was like immaculate wool. His throne was flares of flame, and its rolling wheels a flashing flame. I love this. We can talk about that some other time, but I want to go back to these beasts. Real quickly, I'm just going to go through this real quickly. The eastern animal was like a lioness. This is Buddhism. It's the religion in the far, far east. She had wings of a vulture. Buddhism moved rapidly from its beginning. I was perceiving until her wings were scraped smooth. So very progressive, very mobile religion in the first couple centuries, but then boom, stopped moving completely because her wings were scraped smooth. She was lifted up from the earth and was made to stand on 2 feet like a mortal, and she had the heart of a mortal granted to her. It's a very peaceful religion. It has a heart. Buddhism has a heart. And now another animal, a she-bear. So the lioness is Buddhism. Then a she-bear. One part was set up, and the 3 ribs were in her mouth between her teeth. And they were saying to her, rise, devour huge amounts of flesh. This is Hinduism with its caste system. One part is set up and the 3 ribs in her mouth consuming, consuming, consuming. The caste system, the part that's set up is the Brahmin, the priests and the scholars. One part set up and the other, and the 3 ribs in the mouth are the other castes that are really preyed upon by the priestly caste, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Shudra, the warriors and kings, traders and agriculturists, and the bottom of the list are the laborers and service providers. These are the caste system, and this describes it perfectly. These beasts and their description fit these religions perfectly. But now we come to Islam, ladies and gentlemen. Islam is the third animal. Another animal like a leopardess. She had 4 wings, mobile, very militant, on the move, always trying to spread four wings of a flyer on her arched back. The animal had four heads, and jurisdiction was granted to her. This religion is run by this nation. The nation of Islam is run by religious, or Iran. The nation of Iran is run by religious people. Church and state are one for these poor people. The animal had four heads. These are the four schools of Islam: Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi, and Hanbali, named after four guys, four imams. Daniel is nailing it here. When you realize these are religions, everything makes sense. And then the dreadful, exceedingly mighty, with monstrous iron teeth. This is the West. This is Christianity. These are the religionists. These people who think, oh, Donald Trump is so mean. Oh, my God. He said the word hell on Easter, the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And he talked about destroying everything. He was never going to destroy the whole civilization. But Martin said he was going to. I know. That was to intimidate the bastards, which he did. It's all part of it. It's a shtick. My God, it's the only thing these people understand. They're like animals. They have to be hit with a big stick with the shtick. You have to have shtick with a stick. And it's the only thing they understand. They're irrational. They only understand force. You can't talk to them. And I don't know. It's going to take something. It's going to take some terrible thing. It's going to get worse. But to for them to sign a treaty, a deal. And when they sign that deal, that's it, folks. That's the beginning of the tribulation. If you ask me, glad you did. So these horns are coming up. But anyway, Daniel wants to know more about these monstrous animals. They're called kingdoms. These monstrous animals, the four of them, are four kingdoms. But this is the way they're seen from heaven. From heaven, they are seen as kingdoms. These religions rule people. This is the heavenly viewpoint. They're not called kingdoms on earth. They're called religions. But when we look at the Abaddon, the spiritual being over the locusts, he's said to be the king of the locusts, and they go out to torture people who don't have the mark on them. So this is a religious thing. I wanted to know the true meaning concerning the fourth animal. This is the United States. This is the West. That was diverse from them all and exceedingly terrifying. Her teeth were of iron, her claws of copper. She was devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder with her feet. And concerning the ten horns, and here comes the horns again, and the man of lawlessness that comes up from the ten horns. I'm going to stop here. My point is that she has iron claws. She has iron teeth and copper claws. This is mechanized warfare. This is the greatest fighting machine in the history of humanity. And hate it as we all do, it is necessary in the fulfillment of this prophecy, and she will stamp out this rogue religion. And things are going to look pretty good for a while, right before they look pretty bad.